Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, Vickers is off today, so Luke McGregor is filling in for your Thursday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Oh,
I'm doing
so
good. I'm worried people are going to start thinking that I'm sorry, I'm interrupting Tommy. And that's the sort of band you'll hear throughout the show, guys.
Hey, McGregor, Carrie's obviously got a gold Logie. You have a Logie, don't you?
I do, but I'm not invited to Logies this year, I don't think. I have not received invitation. So I'm hoping that means I'm continuing to be most popular actor.
Carry over champ.
Yeah, maybe they've got rid of the award. Who knows?
how come you're not invited?
I don't know.
You've had a TV show. Okay. Should we not
No, I think it's because we weren't nominated. I think you have to be nominated to go.
I've been invited so many times, I've never been nominated.
Okay, well, in that case, I do feel bad. it's fine. It's fine.
Was the Logies what you thought it would be? Like, the first time you went, was it what you imagined the Logies to be?
It was. I saw Richard. Which one? Is it? Who's the one with the massive hair? Richard?
Yeah, the dick. Yep. Dickie Wilkins.
Richard Wilkins, yeah. He came out of the bathroom, and I nodded at him. And he nodded back at me, and then we just passed each other. And I'm like, "Yeah, this is showbiz. This is the dream."
A nod coming out of the bathroom could mean so many things.
To me, it meant I was accepted as a showbiz equal.
Welcome to the club.
Until I wasn't invited. I assume he's not invited this year either. So.
Hey, look, you're a man of many talents. I think the best one that you have is obviously your lovemaking ability. But when we're not bragging
buddy.
About that, it's your ability to give out love advice.
Yeah, when I'm not leaving my own reviews on Yelp about my sex life. I'm always happy to help people out. Yelp.
Yeah, Yelp is the noise I picture you making. Is Luke done? Yelp. yep, he is. I'd love if you don't mind, next, I'd love for you to spread your wisdom and help the people of this great nation with any questions they have about their love life. Are you up for doing that next?
I'd be honored.
Yeah, great. That's next. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but Bickers is off sick today, so we got Luke McGregor filling in.
Yes, you may know Luke, obviously, from the world of stand-up comedy, also from
filling
TV,
in for Carrie previously.
and, of course, world-renowned love-making ability. But we don't want to focus on that now. What we want to focus on is your advice and wisdom in the world of love, Luke.
Yeah, I think this is a very good idea.
Do people, has it got to the point where people approach you in the street and just ask for advice in their relationships?
Straight after I did that doco about sex with the ABC, a lady came up to me at a pub and said, "My boyfriend and I haven't had sex for 11 years. And I'm like, "Oh, okay. What do I do?" And I'm like, "I guess you could have sex. We could talk to each other about potentially having sex." sounds like a logistical problem with the small information I have.
The documentary, Lukewarm Sex.
Yep.
Was essentially about getting good at sex?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. And so what do they, once you're good, do they give you are you welcomed into a club or something? What happened?
I went to the finals and competed for Australia.
Is it like a bronze medallion situation?
Yeah, lost out to Japan in the end, but they had a really good team this year, so.
Luke, we knew you were coming in, so we prepared a little something for you, but also for the people.
It's time for Luke's Love Line.
Hello.
I'd love to hear from people on 13 10 60. Give us a call. Any questions that you have for Luke, it can be about how things are going in your relationship, or maybe you don't have a relationship and that's what you're looking for and you need some advice. It would be rude if I asked people for their questions, but I didn't ask one myself. Luke, I need to have a family soon. How do I make that happen?
So the kids. Well, I mean, you could just go and adopt a bunch, I suppose, or kidnap a few.
What if I want to? What if I want to meet someone? If I want to meet someone specifically with the aim of starting a family with them, what do I? How early do I say that to someone?
I think you have to risk getting specific on the dating apps, right? You have to say, "Hi team, I'm Tommy. I'm single and really want to have kids as soon as possible." So if that's your cup of tea, please reach out.
Is there an app for people who specifically want to start making babies straight away?
I mean, you just put what you want on all the apps, right? I think there are apps for like specific fetishes. I don't know if that's a fetish though. That's like a goal.
I think it's more of a goal than a fetish. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, unless you see everyone with a family and you're like, these weirdos and their fetishes. This fetish is out of control. Give us a call. Give us no. It's great. That was helpful. Thank you. Again, it's nice to be at the feet of the master. Give us a call. 13 1060. Any relationship questions that you have, and it can be as weird as a fetish of wanting to have kids and wondering how do you go about that. Give us a call. Luke will help you. 13 1060 is our number.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy
around Australia for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but Bickers is away today, so we've got Luke McGregor filling in, which means we get to do this.
It's time for Luke's Love Line.
Hello.
Thank you for taking time out of your day, Luke, to record that kiss in the audio booth earlier as well.
No problem. I should also, because there's cameras on us, my lip's bleeding. So just making anyone on the web aware. I bit my lip by accident.
Brother, break. We're on camera so we can see each other, but we're not live streaming.
Oh, we're not live streaming. Okay, got it.
No, you didn't need to tell people that.
Well, it's good to be with you.
G'day, Danny.
Hey, guys. You are awesome. Always making me laugh. I love it. My question today is, for a married couple, love each other dearly, got kids, mundane life, you know how it is. What's a healthy amount of sex to have to maintain intimacy and happiness?
That's a great question, Danny. It's unfortunately quite a lot. It's 11 times a day.
Honestly, that suits me bloody brilliantly. However, not my husband. He runs away.
It's a logistical nightmare, but it's minimum 11 and ideally 30, 45 minute intervals each. So
you've got some work to do. Yeah, okay. Well, we know that.
I don't know. I haven't done the maths exactly, so there might not actually be enough time in the day for what I've just recommended. But
be careful, Danny. If you take that advice, you end up with a bleeding lip.
I think we'd have a lot of urine infections if that was still care.
I'm going to change my voice to just whatever you feel comfortable with is fine. I made a mistake making it too specific.
Is urine urinary tract, Luke? Is that what we're going for there? I mean, not going for, but is a urine infection different to a urine?
Urinary tract infection, because your urine is leaving your body, right? So you can't, even if your urine was infection, you're just peeing it out. So it has to be a urinary tract that's infected, right?
Great, good, yes, good.
Yeah,
good.
I don't. Let me get on wiki for a second.
Jesse, quick, play the opener again. Quick.
It's time for Luke's Love Line.
Hello.
G'day, Jacob.
Hey, yo, mate.
Yeah, pretty good. Have you got a question for Luke?
I have. So I've downloaded Tinder, right, and I do the occasional swiping left and right when I get bored and whatnot.
Yep.
And much to my surprise, I do actually get a match every so often.
Congratulations.
When I send, so obviously when I when I match with them, I send them a message, right? But they never reply. So
what's your opener?
When I get the match, they never reply. So what am I doing wrong?
What are you messaging what are you messaging them when you get a match?
Yes.
No, what are you messaging though? What are you actually writing in the message?
I'm saying the problem.
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes I'll Google a pickup line and sometimes I'll just, write something off the top of my head.
And Jacob, do you just send them a screenshot of the fact that you've Googled the pickup line?
That's the easiest way to do it.
You've got to keep that part secret.
Can you give us an example of one that you've come up with off the top of your head?
Well, one that I used the other day was, do you know even if 1,000 painters work for 1,000 years, they cannot create a work of art as gorgeous as you?
Okay.
To me, it doesn't sound too bad. But
all right, let's try
this one. It's a mouthful for a first line.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like in person, that would be tough to get out.
Yeah.
Depends on how many beverages you've had, mate.
We've had 1,000 beverages in 1,000 years.
So next time you next pickup line, use hi, I'm hang on.
Jesse, play the opener again. Quick.
It's time for Luke's love line.
Hello.
Okay, let's go to
Tommy, Crystal. It wasn't enough time. It needs to be longer.
G'day, Crystal.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Oh, living the dream.
I'm failing this challenge, to be honest. But I'll try and help if I can.
Have you got a question for Luke?
Yeah. How do you get back into dating after having your heart broken really badly?
For me, honestly, it was the apps helped a lot because that way they were just sort of ticking along in the background while I got on with life.
Quick, Jesse, play the opener again. Quick, Jesse, play the opener again. We're out.
It's time for Luke's love line.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Luke McGregor filling in for Bickers today. And guys, this is your chance to head to London with Carrie and Tommy for one epic trip, all thanks to Snooze.
Yes, get involved. We would love to see you over here for the trip of a lifetime. Luke, I'm doing shows in London this weekend. You are doing a show at the Sydney Opera House tonight.
Yes.
Do we need to talk about what happened at your show last night?
It's a good news story, actually. I got my first supportive heckler.
That's great. Let's talk about it next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. But Bickers is off today, so we got Luke McGregor filling in for us.
Sorry,
Hey, what happened at your show? You're playing the Sydney Opera House again tonight. You did a gig there last night.
You know, I just do it for the love of the craft. I was at the Opera House and I got my first supportive heckler. I told a joke that I wasn't sure if I should do or not. And at the end of the joke, I said, oh, man, I wasn't sure if I should have done that. And then a guy yelled out, I'm really glad you did. Which was heartwarming and really lovely. So thank you if you're listening for the support.
Do you get, because there is this thing about stand-up comedy where people assume that heckling happens all the time. And I reckon it almost never happens. Do you get heckled often?
Yeah, not really. I get... I remember like the amount of times it's happened, but it is rare. The worst one wasn't even a heckle. I had when I was on a date once, I invited a girl to come and watch me do stand up, and I bombed so badly that she left halfway through, and I could see her leave. So it was it wasn't so much of a verbal heckle as a physical heckle. It was brutal.
How did the light just, because usually obviously the audience is dark and people might not realize, but we can only see maybe the front row or two.
This was a room of 25 people. So, when she,
oh, so
left,
it was quite apparent. 10% of the audience.
She also had to, cross stage to get out. So she had to walk in front of stage to get to the exit. And at that point I'm like, this gig's really not going well. it was brutal.
I remember doing a very rough gig. Do you remember after the comedy festival there was a gig called the Exford, Luke? And it was on at like you know, 1 a.m. Yeah. And people didn't realise that comedy was coming on and it was a rowdy bar and then you
I think
sometimes
they'd like, they'd turn off the sports or something down. Like it was
Absolutely. They do things like turn off horse racing and stuff so the comedian could start. I remember one night there, the bouncer got stabbed. And it was just before the comedy was about to start. And so we've all, like, you know, a bunch of comedians, we're like, oh, well, I guess the comedy's off because there are ambulance sirens and cop sirens happening. And they go, quick, we need a distraction. And then pushed me on to be like, g'day, guys, welcome to comedy here at the X. It's There's literally a man dying in the corner. And you're trying to be like, what about plain food?
Guys, the police are actually looking for the guy who stabbed. So if you don't mind coming forward, really appreciate it.
Yeah. It's the first time when you're doing crowd work and asking, you know, what's your name and what do you do? It's actually a police interrogation.
Yeah.
To solve a crime. Have you ever yelled out? Have you ever been the yeller?
No, my uncle was, though, at one of my gigs. That I went and saw my friends perform, and my uncle was there, and he got really drunk and started yelling at my friends, and so Mum hit him so hard in the ribs it winded him, and he left. but no, I've never. I'm too scared to yell out. It's just too nerve wracking.
I find it funny that people think stand up is courageous. Heckling at stand up is far more courageous.
That's risky. I feel because then you're vulnerable.
Yeah, and you don't have a microphone and you haven't done it before.
Yeah, right. So
you're very exposed.
They've got electronics on their side.
Yeah.
It's like I wouldn't want to have an argument with someone whose voice was twice as loud as mine. It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, I'd love to hear from people. Do you want to hear from people who have yelled out at stuff?
Yeah, I'm curious to know if anyone's actually heckled someone before, or even if you have ever been heckled doing your job.
Oh, yeah, great.
I'd be curious.
What have you yelled out? What have you had yelled at you?
Yeah, like if you're a doctor, and you, crap diagnosis, mate, from one of the beds down the aisle. Wait the chance next time.
Give us a call, 131060. Have you been the yeller, or what have you had yelled at? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but Bickers is off today, so Luke McGregor is filling in for us. And on 131060, have you been the heckler or were you heckled?
Yes. Luke, you got your first positive heckle last night at your stand-up show.
It was lovely. Supportive, heartwarming, boost of my ego.
Yeah.
Well, really appreciate you if you're listening. Thank you.
g'day, Eric.
Yeah, g'day. How are you guys?
Good, brother. Did you get heckled or were you the one who yelled out?
I got heckled. So I'm a mobile cafe barista and I was doing a market up at Mansfield in Victoria.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, Katie, was working the front counter and we've got 35 to 40 people waiting for their orders. We're absolutely slammed and she yells out at the top of her voice, "Hey, it's takeaway, not take all day."
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
That's it was good, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that if that's okay.
I got to admit, I've used it ever since whenever I'm doing my coffee. I love it.
It would be so much pressure because I'm assuming, Eric, did people laugh or were they too?
They all cracked up. It was good because it lightened the mood of the crowd that were like, there was like a 40-minute wait for coffees, and it was just going, so there was no time.
I assumed you still spat in their coffee, obviously. You know, when you let them
no, we don't do that.
Good on you, Eric. Thank you, bro.
Thanks,
g'day, Amy.
Hello.
Hey, Amy. Are you the one that yelled out, or did someone yell at you?
I used to get heckled all the time. I used to work as a stable hand in horse racing, so we'd get heckled going around the mountain yard.
Did they yell at you or the horse?
The horse, sort of, but like you take it personally. One guy told me one day I needed to smile, So I death stared him. And then there was another particular time I was at Newcastle, and every time I went past a particular guy, he'd be like, "Your horse sucks. Your horse is a dog. Your horse is slow." Every time you go.
Your horse is a dog. Knowing the horse can't defend itself with language. So.
I'm also imagining that your horse is actually a dog that's got away with this disguise for ages.
Clearly just a dog in a bad horse outfit.
Yeah, oh, God.
It was pretty funny. Or even if you'd strap one that people had, like, towards the end of the day, if they've backed it and it's gone no good, and you go past them on the way out and they give it to you as well. So it happens quite often.
Yeah, do you yell back, Ames?
Oh, sometimes. Like, if you get – well, this one guy in Newcastle, I gave it back to him, but you can't say too much because you get in trouble, so –
Is it possible to hurt a horse's feelings? I don't know, but
if it's your favourite one, it hurts your feelings, so it's fair enough.
I'm going to come down one day and defend that horse. I want to use my comedy powers for good.
Yeah, that's so true.
You suck.
Thanks, so James. Finally, we've got James. G'day, James.
How you going, guys?
Good, yeah, buddy, good legend. Good.
Did you get heckled or did you heckle?
I actually heckled you, Tommy.
What happened, James?
About 10 years ago, you did a comedy festival in Frankston.
Yeah.
My mate won tickets off the radio, so I'm like, oh, you know what? Stuff it went down. It'd been a busy day and I was under the influence, and I yelled out, "Hurry up and tell me something funny, Tommy." And you turned around and said, "Coming from the man with that many choc tops in his lap, I think you're more entertained with them than this comedy festival."
You let yourself wide open with all the choc tops. It's a rookie mistake.
We'll just call it the munchies, and you kind of gave it back to me in the crowd and ended up turning around on me. But I'm still waiting to hear something funny, Tommy.
James, did we make the show better together or worse?
Well, I reckon I got the first laugh of the night, so that was good.
James, did you become a Tommy fan after that? Are you on board now?
I liked Tommy before that, but I don't know. I'd just seen a moment, so I took it.
Good man. Good man. It's like an Eminem song, James.
High on booze and choc tops. You don't know what's going to come out.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, but Bickers is away today, so we've got Luke McGregor filling in for us.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Heaps.
I never know what to say at the top.
I think it's fine. I feel like you've had a fresh one every time. It makes me want to just continue. Like, I obviously want Bickers to be in good health and be back, but I want to see how weird your welcome back gets.
Oh, it would descend into absolute panic. Just be heavy breathing by the end.
Just a panting. Luke McGregor is here.
I can't do this anymore.
Heaps more to come. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon, but Bickers is away, so we've got Luke McGregor filling in.
Luke, I reckon I spend more time showering in public than I do in private at the moment.
Right.
When is the last time? I mean, sorry.
You mean that's because you're walking into water fountains and stuff and just taking your clothes off? I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like people staring. No, I'm showering at pool changing rooms more than I ever thought I would. It's at least a daily occurrence, if not, you know, twice a day. When is the last time you...
Are you getting your own cubicles or are you having to share in a group setting?
Well, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. So I'm very used to having the closed off walls. So each cubicle is separate and there's no way to see through, except maybe you get a peek at their feet if you really want to try the person next to you.
Just as a little treat mid-shower?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. And then just, you know, I just stick my hand under and give a wave. I don't want to look. I'm not a pervert.
Or just a little pat. You know. A little pat on the foot.
Yeah. On the top of the foot.
Here if you need it.
But the other day I went into this, it was a pool I hadn't been in, and I was with a mate, and we went into the showers, and instead of having a solid wall next to us, it was frosted glass. And so I could just see the outline of my mate showering next to me. Now, what would you do in that situation?
I've been in that situation at a hotel. Like the first time I was dating someone and the first time we went away together, our hotel room had a bathroom, had a toilet with glass doors.
God.
Not even frosted glass, just glass.
The worst.
It's like a little toilet green room.
One of them said
the poo, the other one just had to go for a walk until they got a text, the poo's over. Some couples can poo in front of each other, but I don't think I'll ever be there with someone. I mean, you and I can do it, Tommy, but that's it. That's my limit.
Well, that's the only way I can do it. I'm over here in London. I've been blocked up for weeks just waiting for you to get over here.
Sorry, I gotta get my Zoom up and running again.
All right. I was away with a girl, and we were in it was called the honeymoon like suite, right? The honeymoon room. It was these villas on the beach in Vietnam, and the toilet was in the room, so it didn't have a full wall around it. It just was like a cubicle that kind of came up to just a level, like waist height when you're standing, which meant when you were sitting down on the toilet, just your eyes peeked over and you could see the person there in the bed.
Wow.
We go home from dinner, and I said to her, I need to go for a swim. And she said, why in the beach? I need to go for a swim. And she said, why? And I'm like, because it's just nice to have a nighttime swim. Little did she know, I was going out to do an aqua turd because I couldn't bear the thought of sitting in my little cubicle and looking her in the eyes.
I'm telling you, buddy, it's these pervert engineers that are ruining these places for us all.
And where are you going to save money? Not on the loo. Do it somewhere else. Just put it in a full wall.
Yeah. I reckon we can cut costs if we shave a bit off the top here.
Anyway, I've got to tell you about this frosted glass shower. I feel like we've got sidetracked, but I'll do it next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but Bicker's off today, so we got Luke McGregor filling in.
Yes, and McGregor, I was going to tell you a story about showering, but we got sidetracked with a whole bunch of poo chat, which I'm glad. I'm glad it happened.
Yeah, you know that's always a risk with me, buddy.
So the other day I was at a new pool, right? And I went into the showers, and I was with one of my best mates, and for the first time ever, it was frosted glass. And so I can see my friend showering, right? Not crystal clear, but as it is with frosted glass, just a kind of vague outline of a human. Do you think that's a good opportunity to have a bit of fun?
I'm gonna answer with a maybe, but I'm assuming you're gonna give me some more information.
Yeah, but well, I thought maybe at first. First, I was a little bit shocked, and I was a little bit self-conscious because I thought I can see his body moving, and so he'll be able to see, you know, my body moving. And what if I find out that I wash myself in a very strange way that I've never realized was strange, and then that quickly washed away to being, oh, hang on, this is a chance to have a bit of fun. And so I proceeded to kind of do like a sexy dance as I started to simulate, basically, even though I'm already nude, like a striptease against this glass, right? And I'm getting more and more involved, and he's giving me nothing. Like there's no laugh. There's no dancing back. I thought maybe you'd end up in some kind of sexy dance battle back.
And as performers, we need validation. We don't do art for the fun of it. We want that sweet, sweet validation.
Yes. And because he was giving me nothing, you can't stop. And so I start doing more. And so then I'm wildly gesticulating these lewd gestures. And then I hear from the change room, I hear this voice go, Tommy, I'll see you outside, bro. And I'm like, oh, this is not my friend in the shower next to me. This is a random man.
But by that point, he had already started like reciprocating. Is that filming what was happening?
I'm married to that man.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you meet him afterwards?
No, I got out of there, and this was like, then thankfully I left the country the next day. I mean, it wasn't related, but I had to come to London, and you've never seen a man more happy to leave Australia.
I was wondering why your house was for sale.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but Bickers is off today. So we've got Luke McGregor filling in. And guys, people could be heading over to see Carrie and Tommy, or more importantly, Ed Sheeran in London.
But mostly Carrie and Tommy.
Come join us and party in London. Travel is back on, live music back on. We're going to celebrate both those things with a trip of a lifetime. Just download the listener app, search Carrie and Tommy, and fill out the form, and you could be here with us. We've spotted a D. Hughes in the corridor, and I'm trying to raise money at the moment, McGregor, for my swim. And if ever there is a man that you want to put his hand in his pocket, it's the very generous D. Hughes. We're going to try and hit him up and get him in here next.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but Bickers is away today, so we got Luke McGregor filling in for us.
Yes,
you're
and
welcome, Australia.
And Hughesy's just walked in the studio. G'day, Hughes.
G'day. Now I've just dropped past, so you know, a couple of mates just hanging out.
Three besties.
Thought I'd get involved. You know, you guys used to live together. I remember that. Never ever invited me over, by the way. So
well, you didn't invite us to yours. It's a two way street.
Yeah, but I'm a family man, and you guys are, you know, you're renegades.
We've
and
got.
I could have done some single time with you two, you know what I mean?
That is true, yeah. Well, I wanted to invite you, and Tommy said, you can't have Hughesy around at my house.
Yeah, so I said no because I still don't know how to hang out with people that don't drink, Hughes. Because what do you say? Do you just want to come over and sit on the couch and do nothing for a bit?
Mate, I could bring my zero beers with me. Can I just can I take this opportunity to talk to the publicans of Australia and London if they're listening as well?
Yeah.
$10 for a zero beer? Are you kidding? $10?
That's a lot. That's a lot.
$10
last night. Considering an ingredient has been taken out, it should be cheaper, right?
Well, it's got all the good stuff's gone.
Yeah.
And you've got to pay the same price?
That's like bacon and eggs.
Diet Coke is not cheaper, right? Like diet stuff is not cheaper when they take
stuff out. Yeah, but I imagine fake sugar. Fake sugar would be more expensive, wouldn't it?
But you know, maybe it's also the legwork that has to go into removing, because they've got to make the original product and then remove something. So it should
it's got to be sent off to a lab and brought back.
Yeah. To extract the booze.
Yeah, that's true. It should cost double as much.
Both of you know that most of the money goes on tax, and I don't have to pay any tax when it's zero beer. So it's all profit.
Right.
There's a fascinating thing, Hughes. I'm interested in how many you can drink, because when I drink alcoholic beers, normal people stuff, I can drink them endlessly. But if I drink zero alcohol beers, I have like three or four and I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I consume this much liquid? How many do you go through?
Because it's like drinking like seven Sprites, right? It's like,
it's a very confusing situation. But the fact is, if you're at a pub and you've had 10 beers, full strength, they'll tell you to stop. But I can have 50 zero beers and they're not going to tell me to stop because I don't get drunk. So I can drink them all night. So I can drink two slabs worth.
Is there a point though where you're burping so much they're like, you can't have any more? Because you're like, it's too much.
It's too gross.
Yeah, it's too gross now. You're foaming at the mouth. You need to have more liquid, more water.
I've probably only ever had six at one time, to be honest. But I reckon I could drink them all night. If I was partying with you two, just to be part of the gang, I reckon I could do it all night. So,
do you feel like you're still doing the wrong thing if you drink one while driving?
No, I was actually drinking one recently and there was a breathalyzer station coming up and I just so wanted to get pulled over. I just so wanted to be sucking one down and go, give us that, I'll blow into that.
You're the most soberest person we've ever had. is there a consumable item you still feel like you're addicted to? Is there like a chocolate or anything else that you're like, I'm still I'm still drinking too much. I'm still having too much of this.
Well, you got to remember I'm a vegan as well. And this is a true story. A good friend of ours, Kate Langbrook, texted me the other day. Well, actually today. She texted me today to said a friend of hers, her hairdresser, saw me in a kebab shop on my own and I was off my nut. And am I back on the grog? So I wasn't off my nut in that kebab shop. But I have perfected looking like what? Looking like
imagine
so
high on life.
No, you look like you, I think you always look like you've had a big night. Like you're always kind of scruffing your own hair up and you're a bit like, you know, like the weight of the world is a bit too much for your head.
But to be fair to Davey, thinks a lot about world hunger and stuff like that. He's always stressing himself out. So
I just reckon he's secretly hitting the piss. Imagine if all these years you'd just been a secret piss head.
I'm definitely not. All right. My kids are probably listening to this in the car on the way somewhere. I don't know what they're up to.
I leave them to their own devices. I'm not a hopper parent. You know?
Drinking zero alcohol beers in the car.
Anyway, I'm going to leave you two. You just keep going. You're doing a great job.
D Hughes, while we've got you here, I have a pressing question to ask you, and I'm going to do that now.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but Luke McGregor is filling in for Bickers today, and we are still joined by Hughesy.
Hughesy is here, and one of the great men, Hughesy. I've always said that. You are one of the great men.
Yes.
Being one of the great givers of our nation, is it possible for me to, and obviously I would only ask this in a public setting and when we're on air, because I need the people to know how generous you are. Is it possible that the D. Hughes would put his hand in his pocket once again for a great cause?
And How far are you swimming?
The swim is 92 Ks and there is 10 of us, so I'm doing just shy of 10 K.
All right, I'll give you...
What are you raising money for again, Tommy?
Spinal Cord Injuries Australia to help the over 20,000 Aussies affected by spinal cord injury.
Do you remember when you had that
fantastic cause?
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt the cause. That is very important. But you did have that stand-up bit, I remember, where you said, why do people do things for charity? Why don't they just give money to charity? That was you. You had that bit.
Don't remind him of everything he said.
That was one of his key bits.
I also think that was Ronnie Cheng. But that's it? Fine. People confuse us all the time.
Well, all right. It was a great bit, Ronnie.
All right, $100 a kilometre. There you go. Bang. He's done it. Yeah.
What does that mean? You're giving us $1,000?
Yes.
Yes, great.
I think
the whole swim.
But
yeah, it's absolutely huge. The whole swim is 92 Ks, though. So does that mean.
But I said I'm an individual sponsor. I just walked past the studio.
I'm still embarrassed about my mistake.
All right. Look, some money would potentially. Get you out of your little confusing comedians for other comedians gaff.
Yeah, I'll put in as well.
Great work, everybody. Luke McGregor, Dave Hughes, man of the people, fantastic guys.
And if you want to donate to Tommy's cause as well, the link is up on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, Bickers away this afternoon though, so we've got Luke McGregor filling in. And guys, you could be headed to London with Carrie and Tommy, all thanks to Snooze.
And I mean, my contacts in the redhead community.
Yes. Hey, have you seen him at the meetings?
Yes. He's one of the chair. He's the chair.
He is
and,
the chair.
And it's him and the much less popular Pauline Hanson.
Who are, when you think of the most famous redheads in the world, Ed Sheeran's one of them. Who else is up there in the list?
Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Emma Stone is... I think naturally blonde, but she's, it's hard to, I mean, you're not going to not let her into the meeting, so.
No.
And Ron Weasley as well from Harry Potter.
What a funny gang to get together. I love the idea of all of you in the room.
It's a weird topic, especially if we get into politics and Pauline there. It's, yeah.
I remember that one of the first times we hung out, and like the most cliche thing you could have done, you put your backpack on the ground and unzipped your backpack, only to reveal that it wasn't in fact a backpack full of stuff. You just had 4 liters of sunscreen in your bag in a giant pump action thing, and you proceeded to pump it and then just lather the whole body.
Yeah, it's and that saved my life that day. That was a real sliding doors moment.
Anyway, what we're trying to say is come and join us in London.
We would love to have you.
It's super easy to get involved. Download the listener app and search Carrie and Tommy to enter. It's all thanks to Snooze. A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but Bickers is off today. So we've got Luke McGregor filling in.
Yes, and we also have freshly married and back in the studio, producer Annabelle, she's here.
Here to brag about having a partner when I don't. Brutal.
I'm here to talk about another P word, actually.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I didn't know how to, start this chat, but I'm not going to be awkward about it because that's the whole point. So... I wanted to tell you first about something, and then I'm going to quiz you boys on it.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Hang on. This is not that you're pregnant.
No.
Oh,
but it's
God.
Sort of imagine to do with that, actually.
Imagine if you did that announcement when Carrie wasn't here.
I know. That would be really mean.
Well, you'd just have to do it again, and we'd have to pretend like we heard it for the first time.
So I'm actually here to talk about period crunch, and I sound like a sales rep.
Period crunch?
Yes. So Intimina, a Swedish brand, a Swedish menstrual cup brand.
Oh, my God. You're reading it for the first time and you can't read it.
Want to encourage families to discuss menstruation more
Belle,
openly.
Why are you just reading an article
even
for
Even at
us?
The breakfast table. Hold on. It gets better.
So, it better.
So apparently 48% of adults are embarrassed to talk about it. Clearly I'm one of them. And 77% don't regularly mention periods in their daily life. So boys, I have done a little quiz about periods and I wanted to see how good your knowledge was about periods.
That's fun.
Is it fun?
Yeah, do it to winner get some period crunch or something? What does the winner get?
Yes, you can have some period crunch.
Okay, great. How are you feeling, Luke, going in? What would you say your period knowledge is?
I'm worried I'm about to embarrass myself, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, I mean, I will as well. My ex made me track her period on an app. Am I not meant to talk about this?
No, I just think it's very weird.
Oh, well, it was weirder because we sent it to Luke, one of our best friends, and it just said track her cycle. And poor Johnny, he thought it was like a riding trip we were going on. So he signed thinking he was going to look at this bike adventure we'd been on. And it was just when my girlfriend was getting her period.
So funny. Okay.
Question
number one.
Yep.
Boys, buzz in if you know the answer. How many teaspoons is released on average during a period? Teaspoons of blood.
Tommy. I don't know, but I just wanted to buzz in first because I know Luke is mad for this stuff. So I'm going to say 10 teaspoons.
I was going to say 10 teaspoons. I'm going to say 15.
Ooh, okay, you're both a bit off. It's 6 to 8 teaspoons.
6 to 8.
Ooh, Tommy wins.
Tommy does win. Tommy was close.
Yes.
Okay, how long is the average menstrual cycle?
Luke.
Tommy. Oh, damn it.
A week?
Tommy?
Oh.
No, oh, sorry, well, menstrual cycle, 28 days, right? No,
a month. I was going to say a month.
Okay. Right. Luke, what's your answer?
Oh, about one month, 28 days.
All right, that's a better answer. It is 28 to 35 days.
Okay, great, thank you.
Can you get...
Sorry, I thought you meant... Sorry, now I'm interrupting you during a second period. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. What do you have to say?
No, Bill, it's fine. I'll embarrass myself further. Please continue.
You thought it was how long does a period last?
I thought it was how long are you in your period... How long are you in your period for? I need another word for period.
That is the word.
Yeah. No, but I need another word for period. No, no, period in terms of length of time, you know, a period of time.
Yes, sure.
I don't think I've ever heard someone say period so many times.
Well, I'm so sorry, Bill. Please continue.
Please continue. That's right. Okay, question three. Can you get pregnant during your period?
Tommy. I think, I go to say no, but then so I'm just saying no. I feel like there has been, anyway, I'm saying no.
Luke, I think it's physically possible, is it?
Luke is correct.
Oh.
One on the scoreboard for Luke. Oh no, Tommy did get one earlier.
Yeah.
Actually, you both got, sorry. Sorry. How often, question number four, fourth and final question.
Next time we need Jetsy to run this period quiz because.
The boys want to meet you because I'm a girl.
This is your story.
Sam brought it.
Oh, no.
Okay, fourth question. How often do you have to change sanitary products when you are bleeding?
Tommy. Surely that's just when required, right? Like, surely there's not a set, surely it's not a set time. Because I know when I'm on my heavy flow, I can really go through a few. Is there a set time?
Luke, do you have an answer?
I'm just trying to enjoy my last day on radio ever. I assume it's I don't know if they are able to handle more than one incident. So I guess just to be different than Tommy, I'll say maybe twice a day.
Okay, it is every 4 hours, except obviously overnight.
Okay. I'd just like to apologise to all women that we have such terrible knowledge of this and we'll endeavour to do better.
You'll have to have some more cereal.
Yes. That's the only cereal I'll be eating from now on.
One of my sadder moments in this whole thing, I've realised that I'm still tracking my ex's periods.
So now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.